what's trending with Lee and Jess's Trendsetters.
I will tell you what's trending, all right. Here's what's going on around the interwebs. Now, Jess, this is from Metro in the UK. Now, this was quite a big revelation, what, last year, where the Pentagon admitted that flying saucers and UFOs were real.
Yeah.
There was a 60 Minutes report in the US that recently aired stating the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just because of these increasing sightings of unidentified flying objects doesn't apparently mean we've been visited by an intelligent alien civilization, and anyone who thinks so is a fool, according to Commander Chris Hadfield, a seasoned astronaut and former pilot with both the Royal Canadian Air Force and the US Navy.
Okay.
He himself says that he has seen many things that defy explanation. But again, anyone that thinks that it's an extraterrestrial civilization is a fool.
There you go.
Well, what is it then, Commander Chris?
Well, at the end of the day, it's unidentified. No one knows.
True dat.
And that's why it's cool. Because we can just make up whatever we want. Doesn't matter. Right, I have landed on usmagazine.com's website.
Here we go. This is going to be trashy.
Oh, my word. Wow.
Fantastic.
I thought this will have some stuff I can work with for sure. But wow.
It's
very interesting. I only landed here because of the Ellen and Kelly Clarkson story, but it's still it's actually so interesting to read some of these headlines. Like, I thought we'd started as a society to move away from this kind of stuff. There's body shaming and there's weight loss stories and weight gain stories, and it's very superficial. Anyway, I'm reading a story.
Get to it! What are you talking about?
It's not even really that interesting at all, but it looks as though she's the star of maybe The Bachelor in the US. Accidentally set her hair on fire with a candle. So the story is not about her setting her hair on fire with a candle. It's about her unveiling her hot new look since burning her hair. So she's back with some chic new bangs, which she had to do because she burned her hair. That is the biggest piece of information that I have gathered this morning from this website. So,
wow.
Follow us for more.
Where are we going to put the link? That kind of links me on to the next story. News.com.au with their lifestyle section. Woman shares gross footage after her 16-hour accidental bath. She's revealed what happened to her feet after she accidentally spent 16 hours in the bath.
How do you do that on accident? By accident?
Shit, it's been nearly a day. I'd better get out.
Did she fall asleep? And who sleeps for that long?
I didn't even get past it. I didn't get to the facts because there's a photo going around. Her feet look like what a leaf looks like under a microscope. You know,
wow,
like,
yeah, I can imagine. Daisy loves her bath. She absolutely loves it, and she spends ages in there. And we get to the point where we have to say, look at your fingers and toes. You're turning into a sultana. It's time to get out. And that's just something that we do. But it's true. It definitely happens, and that's after, like, 20 minutes.
The woman claimed that her feet had even turned grey in colour.
Wow. I still need to know why she stayed in there for so long.
Like, if it was just an experiment to see what your feet are going to look like,
yeah.
Well, success.
Very relaxing experiment. Did she keep topping up the warm water? Because otherwise you'd be very cold.
This has got alarm bells ringing on. Chiming all around it, doesn't it?
I dare you to give it a go.
Someone's, like, posting on there. They're like, how did you not drown? Next person's like, water gets cold, like, after 30 or 40 minutes. What was you still doing in there?
Oh, this is all just getting so weird.
So the woman hasn't actually revealed how she ended up in the bath for 16 hours. So, attention seeker!
Accidental bath is a story in itself.
Well, I was walking down the street, then all of a sudden...
I just don't know where I can go from here. I've got some serious stories.
That's happened.
We just can't go any further than that.
No, I think we might leave it on that. What do you reckon?
We better.
Okay, more trading news over at cfmtas.com.au.